This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
شيخ تفضل إن شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our daily series of duas. And this time I have chosen duas that we should be reading after performing wudu. Wudu, as you should know, is not just a physical exercise, it's also spiritual. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as you wash your face, your hands, your feet, and your mouth, all of the sins that we have committed are washed away. So it is not just the dirt and filth, physical dirt and filth that are washed away, but also the sins that we have done through our various parts of our bodies, also washed away our hands, our face and mouth and feet. So in order to achieve this perfect purification, we need to begin the wudu by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then do all of this washing as described in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you have learned in the fiqh, and imagining also that you are not just washing the dirt, physical dirt, but also the inner sins, the sins that we have committed. And after having done so, completed the wudu, it's time for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us by reading these du'as. And these du'as are very, very profound in meaning. I will read them and then translate, inshallah. I would urge everyone, inshallah, if you are not already doing it, start practicing this, inshallah. By doing so, the Prophet promised that if a person performs wudu in the best form and spirit, all of his sins are washed away, and the doors of heaven, paradise, will be open for them. So let us be motivated to perform wudu in true form and spirit, and after which to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in supplication, asking His grace and forgiveness and mercy. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم اجعلني من التوابين وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ. Now the translation, I testify there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is one and has no partner. I also testify that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and messenger. O Allah, make me among those who are repentant, and make me among those who strive to purify themselves outwardly and inwardly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to emulate the beautiful examples of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thereby celebrating the remembrance of Allah and always connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the source of peace and tranquility and salvation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.